What was it like being at practice today?
It was cool. I've been here so long, and to come back now and just kind of go back into the same routine that I always was and walk back out the same way, it was really cool.
Bill talked about you had some recall. How much did it help you out there today?
Yeah, it was good. Being here last offseason, I was here during the offseason OTAs and mini camp, and just getting back into it. It's a lot of stuff, very fast, but pretty good recall. I just got to, grind away at it. I'm going to be in this building nonstop until I get it down. So the time being, if you want to find me, I'll be down the hall.
Is this business kind of crazy?
Yeah, it's wild how everything kind of comes back and I end up back here. It's crazy, but I'm thankful for it.
Can you talk us through the process, when the conversation started? I mean, you must have been aware of the situation over the weekend.
My agent and Rick had some conversations on Monday. Deciding what they were going to do, and Tuesday morning, I was sitting on my couch, have a cup of coffee, and Rick called me. And got on a plane right away.
And the couch is where?
In Atlanta.
Can you tell us what you've been doing to stay in shape?
Just working out, staying in shape, throwing as much as I can. It's difficult to find receivers and find fields, and when it's raining, find indoor facilities and stuff like that. But I did everything I could to stay in shape and stay ready for this opportunity.
TJ Bryant said you guys had a first met at a Manning Passing Academy or something like that. Talk a little bit about what you remember from that.
I think that was like 2008, sophomore year in college. The Manning Passing Academy, they have a lot of the college quarterbacks go up there and be counselors for the camp. And me and Brian, I think we ended up on the same delayed flight, sat in the airport together for a couple hours and ended up being roommates at the camp. And, we've kept touch over the years and played against them a couple times throughout the years in the NFL. So we kept in touch.
So what were your emotions when your agent told you the Texans had some interest and when Rick called you? What was happening inside you, TJ?
I was extremely excited just to get another opportunity to come back to a city like Houston and come back to this team where I have so many friends and know so many people in the organization. It couldn't have been a better situation for me. And having a limited experience in this offense was also a good thing. It's coming back quick, but I got to get to work.
Does it feel like you've never left, or does it feel like you've been gone a while?
A couple things have changed. There's a lot of different faces, but a lot of the same faces around here. A lot of my good buddies that I came in with and played with. But, it's once I get back into the routine and going and everything, it'll be like I never left. Yeah.
How does just familiar with Brian, familiar with the system, all of this stuff, how does that help you kind of get more comfortable very quickly? Because it seems like a lot of things are in place here.
Yeah, it's going to help. Having a previous relationship with George, when I was here before, not just coming into a brand new coach that I don't know and don't have a relationship with, and knowing Brian, and I was here with Tom, so he's helping me out as much as he can, and just everything is starting to gel, and we'll build on it, and hopefully I can get up to speed as quick as possible.